This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, disgraced by actions by and allegations against its co-founder, the Weinstein movie studio has been sinking fast and scrambling for new investment. Now there's news of a potential buyer, an offer led by a former Obama administration official named Maria Contreras-Sweet. Marketplace's Jed Kim joins us live from Los Angeles. Jed, Contreras-Sweet was in the Obama cabinet. She ran what?
She was the head of the Small Business Administration. You know, she's founded a bank. She sits on the board of Sempra Energy. She has no experience with media. But she's apparently been able to bring together a group of investors that's offering $275 million for a crack at running the company.
And what do we know about how maybe a new Weinstein company might be run if this offer were to be accepted?
Well, it appears it would allow the company to continue much of the day-to-day. The Wall Street Journal got a look at the letter from Contreras-Sweet, and she wrote that she wants to keep most, if not all, the employees and keep turning out movies and TV shows. You know, that's a pretty remarkable difference from the 20 or so other potential bids, because many of those have just been interested in the studio's film library and TV rights. I reached out to Elisa Perrin. She teaches media at UT Austin. And, you know, David, she said there's so very few women at the heads of these studios. She says this may be a lifeline.
It seems like a pretty fascinating move because prior to this, I would have assumed that the company was done for and that there was no way to salvage it. And it may very well be the case, but it certainly seems like a creative approach to both deal with the current moment in terms of what's going on and to revamp the company.
You know, it's important to mention the offer provides about $30 million for a fund to support those abused.
All right. Marketplace's Jed Kim in Los Angeles. Thank you.